What's good, guys? It's Johnny Manziel, and you're listening to the Sleeper Wire podcast.
Welcome, sleepers, to Week 14 Recap. It is me, your lovely co-host, playing host today, Max. And joining me today is Greg, because Jason's a bum and took tonight off. Greg, how you doing?
Doing great, Max. Looking forward to talking about some news and noteworthy notes and some of our takes.
Oh, yeah, dude. Can you believe Jason? He's so scared for the playoffs. He's like, guys, I need an entire week to collect my thoughts.
Is he just withdrawing? Is he a turtle? I can't tell. But I guess we'll find out, or we'll hear about it later, I'm sure.
He's definitely a turtle. All right, guys. Before we jump into the news, the injuries, and some speculation with playoff ads and roster moves, we're going to bring up Pristine Auction. Pristine Auction's been a huge sponsor of the show. They are backing us all the time when it comes to helping fight Lyme disease, not just for Rob, but for people in general. Next season, with our Lyme disease push, we really want to expand, and we want to find places that do the research on Lyme disease so we can send our money there to help as many people as humanly possible. But guys, for any of your football needs, as far as signed jerseys, autographed footballs, Christmas presents, birthday presents, Pristine Auction is the one-stop shop. All right, so let's start this out with injuries. We got some very notable injuries this week. We're going to start with Darius Geis. He was starting to look good. I was just starting to trust him, and I was like, you know what? I'm going to give it one more week. I kind of need to win, so I can't have a clunker. And he goes down. Thank God. I mean, obviously not thank God that he got hurt, but thank God that I was like, one more week of watching. Now, with Geis going down, how do you think this adjusts AP's stock? Because it looks like they're turning into a run-first team to the 10th degree.
Well, obviously it goes up. And Geis was not a thing. AP was doing well, and he was relevant, RB2, I'd say, maybe RB1 some weeks. He's just going to keep picking that right back up, and it's just kind of like Frank Gore. What may not die will never die, or something along the lines of Game of Thrones. I don't know. Someone's screaming at me right now. But it's just he'll keep doing well, and I think he will.
All right, good. Now, I'm actually going to pull up Week 15's matchup and ask you if you think he is worth the start. Yeah, Week 15, Adrian Peterson is going up against the Eagles. Now, Barkley isn't getting much done against them tonight. This is Monday, guys. As you know, we record during the game Monday night. We suffer to help you out.
You're welcome. You're
right. Barkley isn't doing much against the Eagles, and they have a very stout run defense, but Barkley realistically hasn't been doing much all season. With AP being the bell cow again, do you trust him in the playoffs or possibly the championship of your league next week against the Eagles?
No. Not as you have to. Like, I don't know how you feel about it, man, but personally, if I have other options, I would go elsewhere, but that's how I feel about it.
That's exactly how I feel about it. And honestly, AP to me is a flex. And if he was my flex and I needed him at flex, I'd be okay with that. The next notable injury we're going to jump to is Rashad Penny. Significant ACL sprain, missing the remainder of the season. So are you Chris Carson fans, rejoice. Penny's not taking the job. But for all you Penny owners, the guys who are looking, you know, for that boom game, hoping Carson fumbled, CJ Procise is the next man up. Now, I don't expect CJ to have as much impact as Penny, but what do you think?
A desperate flex option. He'll catch balls out of the backfield, and if he doesn't get injured, I swear to God, sneezes and gets injured. Poor guy. Like, I couldn't imagine, but desperate flex tops. But if you're starting him, I would definitely try to find something else that's more likely to boom your direction versus him.
Yes, I agree. Procise can be avoided in basically all formats except for PPR in a desperation flex, and you're hoping for that real big boom.
Yeah.
Now, Mike Evans is down. Hamstring injury, done for the season. We obviously know Godwin is the stud there. Like, he was outshining Mike Evans this year. Now,
yep.
O.J. Howard's starting to, you know, turn it back up. Are we trusting O.J. Howard, or is there anyone else in that team we're going to look to for this playoff run?
I think Justin Watson and a lot of people in the Dynasty community were high on him before Evans went out, and as a result, he did pretty well. He did 5 for 59 and a touchdown in Evans' absence. I think he's going to keep it's the Bruce Arians' offense, two receivers. I like Cameron Bray because he's James Winston's safety blanket, but otherwise, it's not a real wide receiver. Bruce Arians doesn't like tight ends for whatever reason. So yeah, it's Justin Watson. All the Dynasty owners rejoice and say, "Ha ha! I knew I was right." But yeah, it took an injury.
Yeah, I mean, we never want to see an injury, but it is always nice to see those guys that kind of people have been hyping up in the offseason, or even the Dynasty guys have been hyping up, being like, all right, now I want to see what they can actually do. You know, off the recording, you mentioned Cameron Brate. I like Cameron Brate a lot. He's extremely talented. He did get some work this week, but I don't know if I could really trust him. Next week, they're going against the Lions, which I can't say they're a stout defense, but they can step up. But I do expect Tampa Bay to follow the same trend they always do with, let's see how many times I can throw the ball in the air without getting a pick. And then once I get one, let's just keep doing that.
Yeah, absolutely. And there's another option. Actually, Breshad Perriman did a little bit of blast from the past here. 3 for 70 and one touchdown. I didn't even know he was on the Tampa Bay to begin with.
Breshad Perriman could be a good add because of that veteran status he brings to it. And yep. Yeah, I could see, honestly, I'd probably trust Perriman over the rookie. But, you know, we'll defer to you this week. And because, hey, you had the guy. I didn't. All right, guys. On to the next injury. Calvin Ridley. He himself is claiming that he's going to be out of the rest of the season with an abdominal injury. I didn't even know he was hurt until I saw the article that said, like, hey, I hurt myself, so on and so forth. That being said, guys, Gage, he's their slot receiver. He's Sanu's replacement, Russell Gage. The kid is really good, and he's going to slide right into that number two spot very well. If he's on your wire, scoop him. Don't even think twice about it. Scoop him. He's a great flex play, his PPR, even if Calvin Ridley's wrong and he's playing next week. But if he's out, Gage is the guy. Are there any sleepers there you think of?
Sleepers, no, just boost to Hooper, who came back this week. Then he did okay, not fantastic, but I think he'll have a better bounce back next week, especially with Ridley on the sidelines looking in. I think Hooper will definitely take up a lot of that intermediate role and pick up where he left off.
Couldn't agree with you more. All right, guys, next injury is Daniel Jones, out for 2 to 4 weeks. We have Eli Manning. No, during this game right now, it looks like he's catching a second wind of his career. He's playing beautifully. The passes are amazing. He's moving around in the pocket. I have to look at the Giants week 15, but they have some talent on that offensive side of the ball. Would you trust – oh, my God, it's Eli Manning against the Dolphins. Would you trust Eli Manning in a streaming option against the Dolphins?
Let me think about that for a second. Yes, I would. I would trust pretty much anyone against the Dolphins.
So let's play a quick game, because we've had some quarterbacks that we've been streaming. Me and Jason have brought up, such as Ryan Tannehill. So you're gonna have Eli Manning against the Dolphins, or Ryan Tannehill against the Houston Texans.
Oof. That is tough.
You're right, Ryan Tannehill against the Houston Texans. Because Tannehill's my guy, and I love Tannehill. But besides that, I would say Dalton, but not Dalton. I would have said, oh my God, Darnold for the Jets, but he's playing the Ravens. Their defense actually seems pretty slow. But one other question.
No.
Drew Lock. He looked fantastic.
He looked great. I can't believe he beat Houston. I'm a Mizzou fan. I grew up in Missouri, so I'm a little bit biased, but just he looked consistent. He threw the ball down the field. He has an arm, obviously, but he just He looked great, and I was really happy to see that. I was happy for him.
Oh, he's playing the Kansas City Chiefs this week.
It's great. Now,
the Chiefs, come on, guys. Their defense is not good. Would you consider starting Drew Lock over Tannehill? Because I'm honestly taking Eli out of this. I don't trust Eli. Eli against the Dolphins. If you're in a deep league, Eli against the Dolphins, and you need a streamer, I go to Eli. Sure. Tate, Superflex, perfect. But you have Tate, Slayton, Shepard, Barkley. Like, they have weapons available for him. This is honestly one of the most stacked offenses he's had in a long time. But it's Eli, so I don't really trust him. Tannehill's playing at a Hall of Fame caliber the last few weeks. He's on fire. But Locke just had an unbelievable game. And this matchup is super juicy with Kansas City.
Yeah, he did.
Would you go Tannehill or Locke?
Tannehill. Locke's still a rookie, man. He had a great week against Houston, but it's one of those things. He's just like you said earlier. Do you trust a rookie or you trust a veteran? I would trust a veteran and Tannehill. He's been on fire, like you said. Locke, his problem was consistency. He was very inconsistent in college. Will he be consistent in the pros so far? He's had pretty good couple good games. The first game was kind of eh, but this last game was really good. So we'll see if he can keep it up.
I couldn't agree more because I am a Tannehill hardo. All right, guys. Last injury. This kind of really, I mean, it's going to matter in deep leagues, and he was definitely a late season ad for most of you, but Devontae Parker out with a concussion or left the game with concussion symptoms. Is it confirmed concussion?
Yeah, it's confirmed from what I.
All right. So good chance he'll miss this week, but if he doesn't, he's playing the Jets. I'm expecting an absolute shit show. I'd start him. If they give him the green light, I'd just start him. Oh no, he's not playing the Jets this week. Sorry, he's playing the Giants. Same thing. Shit show. I'd start him.
Even better.
Fitzmagic absolutely loves him. And there was an announcer during the Dolphins game last week, or this past weekend, and he said, this is a man who is not playing for a contract. And that is 100% true. Me and Jason strolled down what if lane. What if he was on a good team ever in his career? Fitzmagic would have won Super Bowls. No doubt in my mind. That man is getting it done. He just wants to win, and he just wants to have fun. All right, guys, that's going to be it for the injuries this week. If you missed anything, hey, there's four more shows. All right, to the next segment, we're going to do studs we just can't trust in the playoffs. I'm going to start this off. My stud I can't trust in the playoffs is Tyler Lockett. Now, Lockett was on fire the first half of the season. And realistically on fire up until about 3 weeks ago. But DK Metcalf has absolutely outshined him. And Seattle's offense is falling apart. I'm a Seattle fan. It's really rough to say it.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. Well, hey, they're still doing good. They're going to get in the playoffs. But week 15 going against Carolina, not the most stout defense, but they can still punch you in the mouth if they want to. I personally do not trust Tyler Lockett. If you're in a league that goes to week 16, sure. Lockett playing Arizona sounds fantastic. That should be a great matchup for you. This week against Carolina, I see him as a flex. He's a flex with obvious wide receiver 2 potential. But if I had Chark on my bench, waiver wire pickup, he's been slumping. He had a good game this week. But I had him on my bench because initially he was a waiver wire pickup, was slumping. I'd start Chalk over him next week just because the ball will be there. I'd start McLaurin over him next week. That matchup isn't going to be the best, but McLaurin gets targets. McLaurin's a beast. Until Russell, I would do as well, but until Russell Wilson starts looking at Lockett more, I can't really. Hollister gets more targets. Metcalf gets more targets. Turner gets more targets. And CJ Procise is a pass catching back. He will take targets. So it's just one of those situations where I really hope I'm wrong because I love Tyler Lockett, but I do not trust him going into week 15. All right, who's your first you just can't trust?
That's Russell Wilson for a lot of the same reasons you talked about. Their offense is slumping hardcore. they're asking Russell Wilson to literally carry the team on their back every single week and to win. They can't protect him. The defense isn't being great either. Ever since that, really feel like ever since the Niners game and maybe a little bit before that, it just has not been up to snuff. And as a result, I think he's just starting to wear down and just can't do what Russell Wilson does best and just win. And he does. He still wins, obviously. He's the team's, what, 10-3, right? But I think his success is affecting Lockett as a kind of a parallel aspect there.
Couldn't agree with you more. So, Russell Wilson, Lockett, hand-in-hand, the Seattle offense just really can't be trusted unless you're DK Metcalf, and he was probably your wide receiver three or flex. And in a wide receiver three or flex, DK Metcalf is putting up the numbers I'd want to see in that spot. Now, my player I can't trust number two is going to be Melvin Gordon. Sounds very strange, but because he's actually had a decent season since coming back, but the numbers actually aren't there. His yards per carry are down from last year. Austin Eckler is still taking massive, massive chunks of work. In this last week against the Jags, I thought it was Melvin Gordon time. Hunter Henry ran all over the Jags. Melvin Gordon is essentially a slightly smaller Hunter Henry. Not Hunter Henry, Derrick Henry. Derrick Henry ran all over the Jags. Get laughing. Yeah.
What are you talking about?
Derrick Henry. Sorry.
Okay.
I thought this week was going to be a Melvin Gordon week. Matchup against the Jags. Derrick Henry ran all over the Jags. Melvin Gordon's a smaller Derrick Henry. This was the Eckler show. And it's going to continue to be his show. Next week, you got a matchup versus Minnesota. Minnesota is a stout defense. And they are a stout offense. The Chargers defense is terrible. I expect the ball to be in the air more often than it's not. I'm saying like 15 carries, 50 yards, maybe a touchdown. Maybe a touchdown. To me, Melvin Gordon next week is an RB3 and he's touchdown dependent. I just don't trust him. Eckler is way too involved in this offense, and the offense looks so much better when Eckler is the lead back. So I just can't trust Eckler going into week 15 at all. I mean, I can't trust Gordon going into week 15 at all.
Yeah, I get that, man. I'm typically a fan of, you know, you got studs, you start them, don't question it. Are you going to mess up your lineup? And that's, you know, that happens to me. But at the same token, I also agree about Gordon, though, man. He's a new fresh start or something. He's just, Eckler is so much better than him this year anyways, just more diverse.
I think the team got used to Eckler. To be honest, I think the whole scheme got used to Eckler. And it is one of those, if he's your stud, you start him. I live and die by that. And I always say, hey, don't get cute with it. You know what you got, you start them. That's why I've been rolling out Amari Cooper every week. Thank God he got a touchdown. But there comes a point where is your stud still a stud?
Yep, that's a good point.
So who is your last I can't trust them?
That's Lev Bell. He's supposed to come back this next week. Powell's apparently also injured. They play against Baltimore and Pittsburgh, 15-16. Both of them have stout rushing defenses. Hard pass. Jets offense in general is a hit or miss, very inconsistent. He might boom out. You never know. But I don't trust him. He hasn't been doing that well. Like this last 20-point game was back against Miami. That's a PPR. And that was against Miami. And before that, that was all the way back in week two, Cleveland. He just does not look the same as he did in Pittsburgh. Granted, Pittsburgh makes everybody look amazing. But it still stands. I can't trust Le'Veon Bell. You know, it's a name, a household name. You feel like you can go, oh, yeah, that's good stuff. And then it turns out it's made in China. It's not as good as you thought it was. Not to say that all things made in China are bad.
I just can't say Le'Veon Bell is bad. I think the whole Jets offense right now is kind of a shit show. But this comes to what we were literally just said 2 seconds ago. When is your stud no longer a stud? And do I think there are greener days ahead for Le'Veon Bell? Of course I do. I can't. Like, Adrian Peterson is still doing this years later, still looking good.
Yep.
Le'Veon Bell, to me, is the next best thing to LT you could possibly see on the field. The team is really bad. I agree with you. I just don't trust him at all. But let's hop into the next segment.
All right.
So the next segment is, can we trust them now? Now, these are guys that are either you drafted them, you hoped for the best, or not you hope for the best. You drafted them early, you expected great things, or you got them off the wire as a speculation ad, and you've just kind of been watching. All right? So my biggest one is Keenan Allen. Keenan Allen, you drafted early. Usually top, maybe third or fourth round is where you saw him go in most leagues. He was very lackluster this year. He was not looked at. He was not the first option. The run game was working for the Chargers, though. They didn't really need him to be that option. After posting three solid starts in PPR, Allen is starting to look like the wide receiver we drafted. He's starting to look like the guy who is going to be that PPR stud we all wanted. He didn't get a touchdown this week. We can forgive him. He got two of the last 2 weeks. Now, he's faced up with he's faced against Minnesota. Very tough matchup. Do you think Phillip Rivers, because I don't think Keenan Allen's going to be the problem. Do you think Phillip Rivers is going to be able to handle Minnesota and their D-line coming at him all the time?
My gut reaction is no, but Keenan Allen can bail him out a lot. I also see that because if you saw the New Orleans San Francisco game, I did. Drew Brees did not. I think he got sacked once out of San Francisco's D line, which is a fantastic D line. Sacked barely once because he threw the ball so damn quick, and they couldn't get a hand on him. And so if Phillip Rivers can do his best Drew Brees impersonation, it might be okay.
But that's a hard if. Now, we're in the playoffs, week 15.
Yep.
I have Keenan Allen. I don't want to say Devontae Parker, but he's just stuck in my head. I have Keenan Allen. I have Deebo Samuels. Now, Deebo obviously has been killing it for you guys, and he's definitely a fan favorite from the Sleeper Wire crew. Deebo's going against the Falcons. That's not even a fair matchup. Of course Deebo's going to be fine. All right, we'll go back to Chark. So you have Keenan Allen and Chark. Chark's playing the Raiders. The Raiders' defense hasn't been good. It's really not terrible. The Jags' offense hasn't been good. It's really not terrible. Would you trust Keenan Allen and Phillip Rivers over Minshew and Chark?
No. Minshew magic, man. I'm not saying Minshew is as good as Ryan Tannehill, but you saw what Ryan Tannehill and A.J. Brown did against Oakland.
Now, that's another guy I want to talk about is A.J. Brown, but I want to get to him in a minute because the issue with Keenan Allen is we want to trust him. We want him to be the guy. He looks like the guy. Guys, Minnesota's D-line will eat the Chargers' offensive line. Phillip Rivers has looked horrible under pressure. Truly horrible. I expect a 4-pick game. I expect a blowout by Minnesota, but Austin Eckler and Hunter Henry should be fine.
Here's a question for you. I actually have him in one league with Tyreek Hill and Cortland Sutton. Would you start Terry McLaurin over him? Or John Brown, or Robert Woods.
Oh, Robert Woods.
I have all three of them on my bench.
Robert Woods against the Cowboys. The boys' defense has looked bad. Woods has started to explode. Oh, but he's another one. This is why we're doing this. This is why the segment is, can we trust them now? Like, can we start them now?
Yep.
Robert Woods versus the Cowboys, 100% start for me. This is this last week, that's the offense we thought we were getting with the Rams. That's what we thought was going to be.
Finally.
And, you know, does Goff have his swagger back? I hope so.
I hope so, too.
Robert Woods looked fantastic. So, for me, I would not even look at Keenan Allen. I would start Robert Woods 100% of the time. Now, McLaurin, that's a different one.
That's another one I want to talk
McLaurin,
about, too.
McLaurin, I'd honestly start over Keenan Allen.
Yeah.
The Eagles' defense is stout against the run. Eli is a veteran. He's picking them apart right now. But their defensive backs are bad. They're too banged up at linebacker. They're too banged up in the secondary. I'd go McLaurin. I would go Woods. And who was the third?
That was, yeah.
Sutton?
All right, no, Sutton's already, I always start Sutton.
Yeah.
John Brown.
John Brown against the Steelers? Yeah, I'd start him.
Well, so one of those three, basically. But that's another one I want to talk about, so can we trust him now? Terry McLaurin did great beginning of the season with Case Keenum. Now, with Dwayne Haskins under center, he's been kind of, he's gotten still like so many snaps and all that, and he's starting to build rapport with Haskins. Do you think he already have it being, you know, teammates at Ohio State? No, apparently not. So is that another player you think we can trust now, Terry McLaurin? You know, I loved him. I listened to you guys last week's podcast. I'm like, yes, Terry McLaurin, love that guy. He's amazing. What do you think about him?
All right, so I'm a huge McLaurin fan. Anyone listening to the show knows that I absolutely adore that wide receiver. He is so talented. The catches he makes are, like, next level. He shined with Case Keenum because Case Keenum's a good quarterback. And I will keep saying that until some people start believing me. But Case Keenum said, oh, hey, that's my best wide receiver. I'm going to throw my best wide receiver the ball. Haskins came out and was like, I have to get this ball out of my hands right now, and just threw to anyone. Haskins yep. spreads the ball around. Case Keenum, he's a hero maker. You know what I mean? That's just kind of what he does. He made Thielen who Thielen was. It's just kind of who he is. He picks a favorite, and that's his guy. McLaurin was. It is nice to see the chemistry building with Haskins and McLaurin. So I'd be perfectly fine starting him. And like I said, if it was McLaurin or Keenan Allen, this is not a knock on Keenan Allen, guys. Don't think that at all. I just think the matchup is better for McLaurin and Haskins than it is for Keenan Allen and Philip Rivers. Minnesota Vikings are healthy. The Eagles are not.
One more question I got for you. Do you think Keenan Allen's a stud?
I do. Like, that's what sucks. But I also think McLaurin's a stud. I think Robert Woods is a stud.
Yep.
But, like, Keenan Allen, like, you guys know I say it. Start your studs. Start your studs. Don't think about it. Start your studs.
Yep.
At what point aren't they studs anymore? I still think he's a stud. I think his quarterback sucks.
Turning too finally.
I think Tyrod.
He just fell off the bridge.
Yeah, I think Tyrod Taylor needs to get in there. The offensive line isn't good enough for a pocket passer.
Yeah, and Tyrod would be real good at that. He's very elusive, and I'm not as elusive as Russell Wilson, but still elusive for that kind
no,
of
No, dude,
line.
I was pissed when Tyrod lost the job at the Bills and lost the job at the Browns. I was like, just give this man a team. I love Tyrod Taylor. But all right, guys. So my next, can we start them now? A.J. Brown, we just brought him up a minute ago, posting two huge weeks in the last 3 weeks. It's looking like Tannehill's really starting to trust him. He was kind of hyped, A.J. Brown. Then he didn't really do anything. But Tannehill is looking like a stud. Houston's secondary is god-awful. Do we roll with A.J. Brown this week? Very analytical of you. I appreciate that answer.
Thank you. Yeah, of course you do. You have to. Like, if you, at this point, if AJ, you have AJ Brown on your team and he got you to this point, or at least someone got you to this point, you're going to play him. If you don't, same thing with Ryan Tannehill. You start him. They're hot. You start the hot players right now. We talked about Deebo Samuel. He's a hot player. Jimmy Garoppolo, hot player. And so on and so forth. The hot players are the best players to play in the playoffs. Look at Mahomes last year. He was on fire. And same with Kelsey and Hill. Fire. And that Ravens offense. Fire. All these teams that are just killing it right now offensively, those are the players you want to play. That includes the Tennessee Titans and Ryan Tannehill, Derrick Henry, and A.J. Brown.
All right, so hot hands are great. Love hot hands. Loving A.J. Brown. Definitely loving Tannehill. Have him on quite a few teams already. A.J. Brown or McLaurin? I had to do it, dude. We're calling McLaurin a stud. A.J. Brown has looked great. But who do you trust more?
I trust A.J. Brown more this season. Next year, I think McLaurin will do better, but I trust A.J. Brown currently a little bit more.
And the matchup seems better for Brown this week, to be honest. Now,
yes.
We have...
Yes.
We just mentioned Robert Woods going against the Cowboys. That offense is firing on all cylinders. AJ Brown or Robert Woods? But think, don't just jump to your answer. Honestly, think about it, because these matchups are actually very similar. The Titans have a juicy matchup against Houston. Dallas's defense currently is a little better, and the Rams have been extremely inconsistent. Is Robert Woods the better wide receiver on paper? Probably. I actually like A.J. Brown's metrics better, but Robert Woods is kind of a known commodity. We know what he is.
But the problem is you have Brandon Cooks, you have Kupp, you have other options to throw the ball to. Where the Titans, you got A.J. Brown, and then sometimes Corey Davis.
Corey Davis is such a disappointment. So.
Don't get me started on him. I would start A.J. Brown. I love Corey Davis. I still do. But anyways, I'd start A.J. Brown over Woods. Because I like Woods. I do. Don't get me wrong. But I have a hard time trusting him. Because it could be a Cooper Kupp week. It could be a Brandon Cooks. Brandon Cooks hasn't done anything all year. Next week would be the year the week he finally blows up and does something. And Robert Woods is standing there going, hi. You know, it's... And the more sure thing to me is A.J. Brown over Robert Woods, in my opinion.
All right. Now, keep in mind, guys, folks listening, men, women, children, everyone, whatever you are, A.J. Brown has only posted, realistically this season, three good weeks. Three stellar weeks. But I couldn't agree with you more. There's too much talent on an offense that's just far too inconsistent. And realistically, they can't be trusted. Now, my last one. Do you have any?
We talked about a couple other guys already. Like we talked about McLaurin and other things like that. Not really. You can think about we're talking mostly wide receivers. I can't really think of many running backs. Can you trust them now? Because most of the time they've been consistent all season. I can't really think of any on top of my head. We've already talked about.
I have one more and. Okay. Slightly obvious, but Miles Sanders, I have been a denier 100%. He's not doing great tonight, but the Eagles themselves aren't doing great tonight. But he has looked very good, and they're giving him all the work. I don't think Jordan Howard was questionable and then out. If Jordan Howard's out next week, you got a juicy matchup against the Redskins. Do you think that the Eagles will just abuse the ground and pound? And can you trust Miles Sanders?
Comes back to that whole team thing. As a team being consistent, we're talking about with Washington, or we're talking about the Jets, it's one of those things where are they consistent and inconsistent? And I'd be okay with starting him. It wouldn't be my first choice. But I start him over a lot of different players like Kenyon Drake or something like that, where you're definitely over a flex option. I would choose him over a lot of different running backs.
Let's play a quick game. Not actual game, just Marlon Mack didn't look good last week. Culturally didn't, or this past week. But we know how talented Marlon Mack is. We know how good the Colts offense is. They're going against the Saints. Sanders or Marlon Mack?
Mack.
All right. Let's.
Because I think he's a stud. He's proven it. Just because the Colts have a down week, and I think it's just an inconsistent year with them. You had Luck being a starter all the way up until the preseason, right? And he goes, nope, just kidding. I don't want it. And then Jacoby Brissett, who did fill in nicely for the first half of the year, has kind of slumped down a bit. I think they'll bounce back next year. I think Chris Ballard is way too good of a GM to let this slide any further than it has.
Couldn't agree more. Now, Snell versus Miles Sanders. Keep in mind, guys, I'm just throwing out guys. If you had Mac, you could have grabbed Snell. You might have already had Miles Sanders as a late-round flyer. But Snell, he's their starter. Didn't look that great this week. We know he's super explosive. Perfect, because he's going against the Bills, and they got a very stout defense. There's not
Yes.
The issue I'm having right now, and I'm sure the fans are, I want to do a waiver wire ad. At this point in the season, there shouldn't be anyone on your waivers. And luckily, in the NFL, we had no real injuries. Now, we have the Justin Watson speculative ad for Tampa Bay. He could possibly be a guy for you. But Rashad Penny gets hurt. He's a backup. So they still got Carson. Darius Geis, technically the starter, quote unquote, but they have Adrian Peterson. Calvin Ridley goes down. Like I said, if Gage is on the wire, attack Gage. Mike Evans, we already mentioned that. Daniel Jones, Eli Parker. I don't want anyone else on Miami.
Never mind. Yeah, there's no one in Miami I would want.
So with no one in Miami that we'd want, the wire is looking awfully thin. Now, Aguilar's out. Alshon got hurt during this game. Maybe Ward, maybe Whiteside. The Redskins' secondary is arguably just as bad as the Eagles. And Carson Wentz is a good quarterback. That was a nasty hit. Carson Wentz just got elbowed in the face, folks. But
yikes.
Going into Week 15, besides Gage, if he's available, is there anyone that we can, at this point, offer that wouldn't be already be owned?
If J-Jaw is out there and Alshon does go down, grab J-Jaw. I have always been a fan of J.J. Arcega-Whiteside. Love that kid. And he finally got to be shown some of his skills last week. And he did pretty good for what they gave him the chance to do as well. He hasn't done anything in this game yet, just like Jeffrey hasn't either. But personally, if you have a chance to, you desperately need something, you can go a lot worse than J.J. Personally, I think go ahead and do him and try and hope for the best.
All right, so we got J.J., we got Gage, and that's it. From me and Greg, with much love from the Sleeper Wire crew, we wish you the best of luck in Week 15.